السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Many brothers will be aware that today we have had a funeral in the family where my uncle has departed from this temporary world. As far as this world is concerned, then each and every one of us have been sent here for a very short period of time. And whenever an individual leaves this world, then this is again another reminder for us that just as they have left, very soon our time to depart from this world will also arrive. And the last few days, when it became apparent that these were now his final stages, many individuals have been sharing their experiences with him, their messages regarding him. And this was a sign that he had lived a life of piety and a life which was in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look into the lives of our pious elders, then we find that there were two groups. One category were those that the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was found more in them in comparison to their love for our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, although both qualities were found in them. They had intense love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also, and they had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. But the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was slightly more in comparison to their love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you find a second category that again both qualities were present, the fear of Allah also and the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. But the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was slightly more in comparison to their fear of Allah ta'ala. So those in whom The love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was slightly more in comparison to the fear of Allah. They would desire that they depart from this world on a Monday, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this world on a Monday. So it was their desire that they are also granted to practice upon this sunnah, which is not within our control. And this is why we see many individuals who had intense love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they departed from this world on a Monday. And you have the second category of individuals in whom the fear of Allah Ta'ala was slightly more. So their desire would be to depart from this world on the day of Jumu'ah. Because a person who passes away on the day of Jumu'ah, he is forgiven and he is granted entry into paradise. So any person, if he passes away on a Monday or on a Friday, this is another bonus with the many other bonuses we find in their lives. So this is another privilege for my uncle that he passed away on the day of Jumu'ah. And he passed away during the final moments of tahajjud, just before Subah Sadiq. So it was his practice to perform the tahajjud salah at the cream time, the time just before Subah Sadiq. So daily he would meet with his beloved in the form of tahajjud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also called him towards him at this time of meeting. So how we spend our lives is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call us, and this is how we will leave from this world. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that tuhsharuna kama tamutun. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be resurrected in the state that you died. وَتَمُوتُونَ كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ. And you will die in the state that you lived your life. So whatever habits you had in your life, it's one of those habits that you will be engaged in when you are leaving from this world. If you had good habits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you in a good manner. And if you had bad habits, then Allah ta'ala save us. But there is a great possibility we will leave this world doing something wrong. So he had many qualities from which we can learn great lessons. One point which comes to mind is that he was in charge of the students of the Darul Uloom. The Darul Uloom, which is in Leicester, the Islamic Dawah Academy, where approximately more than 400 students have now graduated. So even the reward of all of these ulama go into his account, because he had a pivotal role to play in this. He was in charge of the kitchen and the food, all the shopping, etc. And together with this, he would also sometimes admonish students, sometimes advise students. So the quotation of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to mind. That when Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma saw Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu during his final days, just before he was going to depart from this world, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that I saw much concern on the face of Umar radiallahu anhu. So I asked him that, what's this concern and this worry about? So he said that, I am concerned that who should I leave in charge after me? Who should be the Amirul Mu'mineen now that I am departing from this world? So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentioned the six names of the eminent companions. So upon this, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied with an answer in which certain qualities are mentioned of an individual who has a responsibility. Now, as a father, we should adopt these qualities. As an imam, we should adopt these qualities. As a teacher, we should adopt these qualities. as a boss, as an employer, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala status He has given us, whoever our subjects are, and whatever responsibility we have, we need to adopt these qualities. What did He say? He said that, do you even know what it takes to be a leader, to be in charge, to be a responsible person? And thereafter He said that, إِنَّهُ لَا يُصْلِحُ لِهَذَا الْأَمْرِ. It is not possible for an individual to take on this responsibility except he has certain qualities. Number one, قَوِيٌّ مِنْ غَيْرِ أُنْفٍ. That he should be very firm and very powerful, but he shouldn't be harsh. لَيِّنٌ مِنْ غَيْرِ ضُعْفٍ. He should be lenient, but he shouldn't be soft. جَوَّادٌ مِنْ غَيْرِ صَرْفٍ. He should be very generous, but he shouldn't be extravagant. And mumsikun, that he should be one who is able to withhold the finances when there is a need, but he shouldn't be a miser. Mumsikun min ghayri bukhlin. So this was another quality we found in him, that because he was responsible of purchasing items, of maintaining the entire building, of looking after the students, he had that fine balance, that he knew that I need to spend in such a way that all the students, or all those who are going to be participating in the programs, they are given as much facilities as possible, but at the same time, the institute should not lose out from a financial point of view. And this is something which is very difficult to do. You just as a father, if you're spending in your family, on your wife, on your children, then to get this balance right, that they should live a comfortable life also, but I shouldn't be extravagant also, and I shouldn't be a miser also. Sometimes we spend too much, sometimes we spend too less. So this is another great quality which we find in him. And the reason for mentioning this is we need to try and bring these qualities into our lives also. Another point which comes to mind is that on two occasions, he personally phoned me and requested me to go to one of the masjids where he was the member of the committee, Masjid Al-Furqan, to go and lead the Jumu'ah Salah. So, someone like me who has nothing at all, I am not worthy of somebody calling me to another masjid to deliver the Jumu'ah Bayan. But this shows that he had the quality in him which is known as Husnul Dhan, that you have good thoughts about other people, which is something very rare in this day and age. Today, we only look at the evil and the bad things in people. But he had this in him, that this person is worthy of being called. So twice he called me for Jummah. Once he called me for the month of Ramadan for Taraweeh Salah. So this is Husnul Dhan. Another thing is that because I am related, so he had within him the quality of fulfilling the rights of the relatives. This is also a great quality and a great attribute, which Khadija radiallahu anha mentioned to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he received the first revelation. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I fear upon my life now. This is a great responsibility which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, that the whole Quran is going to be revealed. I am going to be the Prophet of Allah. So Khadija radiallahu anha mentioned that kalla wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abada. Allah Ta'ala is never going to let any disgrace come to you. Why? Because you possess many qualities. And the first quality which she mentioned was, إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِيمِ. That you join the ties of kinship. You keep good ties with all your relatives. So again, in this day and age, we see that in many families, there is a lot of bickering. There is enmity, there's hatred, there's jealousy. Whereas, this is all part of our deen, that our deen teaches us that we should have a good bond with all of our relatives, our cousins, with our uncles, and not just a good bond, we should keep the relationship. Every once in a while, we should go to meet them. Every once in a while, we should send them a gift. Every once in a while, we should send a message, ask them how they are. These are all the, in our minds, the small things, which we pay no attention to. But in reality, these are the things which are going to benefit us in the Akhirah. And these are very powerful a'mal and actions which we will only see on the day of Qiyamah when they are presented in the scales. We today have made deen such that we practice upon some parts of deen and then we think to ourselves that we are very religious and we are very pious. And these sort of things, we regard them as insignificant. We regard them as small. When somebody is ill in the community, we receive message upon message. But how many of us have the opportunity to go and sit at that person's house for 5-10 minutes? Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that from the rights of a Muslim is that when he is ill, you go and visit him. Not only if he's your very close relative or if he's your very close friend, any Muslim. If we know that a Muslim is ill, then go and spend 5-10 minutes there. Because this is his right. You make dua for him. You give him some words of encouragement. We don't realize that these few words, how powerful they can be for him. We are not going to cure that person, but we will definitely make that person better. And when we will make another person happy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call a person and say to him that I was ill and you didn't come to visit me. So this servant will say that, oh Allah, how can you be ill? So Allah ta'ala will reply that this servant was ill. If you would have gone to visit him, you would have found me besides him. So going to meet people when they are ill, when somebody passes away, when do we go and perform the janazah salah and the funeral? Again, only if it's someone very close to us, when it's a close family member. Otherwise, we receive the message on the phone that somebody has passed away, janazah salah is at this time, and we are sitting at home, we are completely free. But the thought will not cross our mind that let me go and perform janazah salah. This is also from the rights of the Muslim. Ittiba'ul janaiz. That when he passes away, you go and participate in the funeral. And there are so many rewards for this also. One is the right of the believer. The other is the rewards. Somebody is ill and you go and spend just a few minutes there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, 70,000 angels make dua for your forgiveness. Just imagine the reward you will get. If you go for janazah salah, just participating in the janazah salah, it takes 2-3 minutes. But by participating in janazah salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you will receive reward equivalent to the Mount Uhud. And if you remain for the burial also, then you will gain reward again equivalent to Mount Uhud. So visiting somebody when they are ill, visiting them, participating in the funeral, these are the certain small acts when there's happiness in the house. A child is born, then going there and congratulating the family. When there's a wedding, to go and congratulate, to show them that we are also happy, we are also part of your happiness. All of these things which we regard as small, which we regard as insignificant, but this is what makes the fabric of society. Today, we have everything. As far as wealth is concerned, as far as money is concerned, our houses, our cars, we've got everything. But if something is missing, it's that inner peace, that inner happiness, that inner satisfaction. So why is that? And in the previous days, from the apparent, they had nothing. They were living in small huts. They didn't even have cars. They had hardly any money. But there was that inner peace, inner happiness, inner satisfaction. Why? Because in those days, there was love. And in our time, there is no love. In those days, there was unity. In today's time, there is no unity. Over there, if a person passed away in the community, the whole community would feel. The whole community would be part of this. If something was cooked in one house in a village, then they would send a small amount to all the relatives in that village. Why? That they all belong to us. We are all one. We are all one family. And today, we have everything. But because that love is not there, this is why we don't find that happiness. We don't find that satisfaction. So these are also points that we have to keep in mind. And this happens when a person learns the deen. He learns about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the intention that whatever I learn, I want to bring into my life. So these were just some points which came to mind, which I thought that I would share with you with this intention, that when a person leaves this world, then we see that today when we are speaking about this individual who was unknown over here, probably hardly anybody knows who my uncle was. But here from the minbar, we are talking about this person. So look at the acceptance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants an individual when he practices upon the deen. And this is only something which is happening here in this world. What's happening in the akhirah, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. These are those people regarding whom it is said that majhoolun fil ard wa ma'roofun fis sama. That on this earth they are unknown, but in the heavens they are well known. So if on this earth everybody knows you, you become a celebrity. But in the heavens you are unknown, then this is not going to benefit you. And if you remain a very humble person, a very quiet person, you just practice upon your deen, you do what you are supposed to do, and nobody knows you in this world, but Allah Ta'ala knows who you are in the akhirah, then you have made it, you are successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, that every soul is going to taste death. Every single one of us, this is the reality, that we are going to leave from this world. That moment is going to come. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. If you can save yourself from the fire of Jahannam and you are granted entry into Jannah, then you are successful. And as far as this world is concerned, if you are to carry on running after this world and you don't want to pay attention towards the Akhirah, then remember, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is nothing but mata. It's insignificant. It has no value whatsoever. It's ghurur, it's deception. So don't waste your time in trying to accumulate this world. When you go to the graveyard, then tell yourself, Ya sahibi la taghtarir bitana'umin. Oh my beloved friend, oh my beloved companion, oh my beloved brother, do not be deceived by the glitters and the glamour of this world. Don't be deceived by these mansions. Don't be deceived by this money. Don't be deceived by this gold and silver. Don't be deceived by these cars. Don't be deceived by all of this clothing. No, fal umru yanfadu. This life is also going to come to an end. وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ. And all of this which you are trying to accumulate is all going to come to an end. As soon as you leave this world, you will leave everything behind. Nothing is going to come with you in the grave. So إِذَا حَمَلْتَ عَلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً. The next time you go to a funeral and you lift that coffin on your shoulder, then tell yourself that today I am lifting this coffin on my shoulder and taking this person towards his grave. Tomorrow is going to be my turn when somebody will be lifting my coffin on their shoulder and taking me towards my grave. And if we had lived our lives the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to, then when we leave this world, we will have a smile on our face and the whole world will be crying that this person has now left us. So I leave you with these couplets which I have mentioned many times before, that وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَبْنَ آدَمَ بَاكِيَا وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَكَ يَضْحَكُونَ سُرُورًا. That, oh, the son of Adam, waladatka umbuka, your mother gave birth to you in a state that when you came into this world, you were crying, and all the people around you, they were happy, they were celebrating, they were rejoicing. فَأْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَن تَكُونَ إِذَا بَكَوْا. Now live such a life, do such good deeds, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refrain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when the time comes, فَأْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَن تَكُونَ إِذَا بَكَوْا إِلَى يَوْمِ مَوْتِكَ ضَحِكًا مَسْرُورًا. When the time comes for you to depart from this world, everyone around you is crying and you are leaving this world with a smile on your face. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to live such a life that when our time to come to depart from this world, Allah ta'ala is also happy with us and we are also smiling because we are also ready to meet our Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to realize that this worldly life is very temporary. Very soon it's going to come to an end. And the akhirah and the hereafter, that should be our goal. That is what we should be working for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. So, brothers are requested to stand up in the places. Fill in all the rows to them.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers are requested to donate generously on their way out towards the running cost of the masjid. There is also a debt of 55,000 pounds remaining. So brothers are requested to also make dua for this and also assist financially as much as possible. The month of Sha'ban has also begun now, so we are 1 month away from the month of Ramadan. And from amongst the actions which the Sahaba and the Tabi'un would carry out to prepare for the month of Ramadan, one is that they would spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So our spending shouldn't begin from the first of Ramadan, it should begin from now. Inshallah, this will assist us to spiritually prepare for the month of Ramadan also. And as far as Dars-e Quran is concerned, then only for this week, Dars-e Quran will take place on Sunday after the Asr Salah. Because tomorrow at the Islamic Dawah Academy, the graduation ceremony will be taking place after Zuhr Salah. So brothers are requested to try and participate there tomorrow after the Zuhr Salah. And for this reason, Dars-e Quran will not take place tomorrow, but rather it will take place on Sunday after Asr Salah. And those brothers who attend regularly, they are requested to keep this in mind. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan abdullahi wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم بارك لنا في هذه الأيام المباركة وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Kindly straighten the rows. Stand close together. Fill in any empty cups.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. as has already been mentioned, that Yusuf bin Makhdah has passed away. Brothers are requested to do Dua-i Maghfirah also and do Isali Thawab also. Whenever we are informed that someone passes away, the minimum we should do is recite Surah Ikhlas 3 times and send the reward. Inshallah, the Janaza Salah time will be announced later, as it's not confirmed yet. Bismillah.
Yeah.